Harry, good to talk to you again, brother. Interesting times, man, since we last spoke. Like I just said, yeah, every day I record a video and by the time I upload it, it's old news. It's just insane how quick things are moving. How's the situation in New York?
It's not good. All throughout America, we're seeing basically a society in collapse. People at each other's throats, we're seeing a lot of one of the things that I'm struggling is everybody says, okay, well, you know that a lot of this violence is caused by provocateurs, and so that you know you shouldn't support it because of course Soros is behind Antifa, and of course that's true. Soros is behind Antifa. FBI is behind Antifa, it's Israeli intelligence, is Antifa. The question is there anything to be, the thing that I'm struggling with is whether or not some of this violence is caused by a group that's specifically provoking it. Not all of it is. Mine's not. I'm plenty angry, and I am quite happy to see police stations getting ransacked. Okay. Now, is there any benefit to be gained from that? Well, I'll say this about that. I witnessed several iterations of the liberal class. I remember the liberal class. I actually remember Flower Power. That's how old I am. Some of the 60s stuff where everybody understood that the proper name for a thug that goes around with a badge, it's the word is pig. That's the word that you use. That's what it is. Okay. It's always been like this. Okay. Then what happened is we got this whole thing that, oh yes, we're all in this together. Oh, the cops are human too. And it became almost like a liberal cliche that we had to recite that over and over again until we actually believed it. And a lot of people believed it. No. We can see that right now. The cops are running rampage with just wantonly beating the shit out of anything they see. They are the enemy, of course, and we always knew this. People who didn't fall for this fake liberal bullshit about, oh, yeah, so we're all in this together. Well, I would like to live by cliches like this, but it's not true, okay? And so when I see hundreds of thousands, millions of young kids out throwing bricks at cop cars and smashing up police stations and stuff, yeah, that's about right. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
That's called progress.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of it is been so controlled, and like with the that death of George Floyd. You know, a lot of people are debating, oh, saying it was all an actor, and it was, I don't know, about crisis actors. I mean, I think it was set up. I think it was staged. I think it was meant to happen. It was meant to be videoed. It was meant to be put out there. But I don't think they used a crisis actor for it. I mean, you know, I think they killed the guy. I mean, let's look at it realistically. If you're a crisis actor and someone offered you a gig, I'm going to give you some money to lie down here in the gutter, face down. You're going to have a guy kneel on your neck for 10 minutes. I don't think you'd take the gig. And then, by the way, at the end of that, you're going to have to go into hiding for the rest of your life. Far easier for him to kill someone. But I think that the place was such a tinderbox. People are so sick of the lockdown. They're so sick of seeing what's happening that they had to do something like that so they could try to play the race card. Say, oh, it's all about all these protests are about the death of George Floyd. It's not about the death of George Floyd. It's because people are pissed off with what's happening, you know, with this lockdown and everything that's been done. You know, so I think they really needed to stage that right now. But I'm hearing that Denver's gone into curfew. Minnesota's, of course, you know, is in curfew, Massachusetts. I've heard here, I've got a thing here. It says that, I don't know whether can the governor of New York sign an executive order for New York? I mean, I don't know how American politics works, but, there's a thing here that says,
well,
says here on the news, it's a screenshot someone sent me from CBS this morning that says, today I'm signing an executive order authorizing businesses to deny entry to those who do not wear masks or face coverings. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, we know how these things cause damage. They cause your viral load to increase. They're bad for you. They don't protect you from anything. So now they're legislating the causation of harm. And, you know, America's on the teetering on the brink of full out and out civil war at the moment. It's pretty freaky to watch from out here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all, I mean, I think it was brewing. I mean, and you know, it's going to get worse, too, because see, the people who are you know, my principal thesis is this is U.S. and Israeli intelligence. And the reason why they had to do this is because they saw their window of opportunity closing. People were actually starting to get very skeptical. The whole Israeli narrative, the whole narrative of Jewish supremacism, which has dominated our society ever forever, is crumbling. People are not accepting this anymore. And all forms of supremacy, whether it's Jewish supremacy or white supremacy, are not sustainable anymore among the vast majority of people. And the entire structure of intelligence apparatus, the Clappers, the Brennan, the Haydens, Michael Haydens, all these people, like I said before, that they were all promised six-figure salaries to lobby their former agencies if they were in power. But when Trump came into power, they were out of power. And this idea that Trump, it's this ballet we do with Israel. It's a ballet, literally, that Trump is doing with Netanyahu, for example. That, you know, you see, on one hand, we're told that he's a tool of Israel, and there's a lot of evidence that suggests that. But then we also see evidence that Trump, would like to push back a little bit. I mean, there was that handshake incident where Netanyahu extended his hand to shake it, and Trump pulled it away, and Netanyahu sitting there with his hand hanging out with egg dripping off his face. And you know, these are slights that you have to look at, and they're very important. And not only is that, Trump grew up, like I said, he was a New York real estate developer. If you're a non-Jewish New York real estate developer in the 70s and 80s, your enemy is the Jewish real estate developers. Okay, so it appears that Trump is going with the Israeli line only because he needs the money, power, and the media influence. But he's not getting it at the media influence, right? Because the media is Jewish control, so he's not getting that. He's getting a certain amount of support because he's been abandoned by everybody else in America. So his own party abandons him. And he needs the support of some aspect of the intelligence agencies in order for him to survive. And so by pulling this pandemic now, when they did, they get to blunt the whole pedophilia scandals, which was starting to really, really turn up the heat on that. They get to change the election into this mail-in ballot thing, which is a joke because we don't have independent election monitoring. The people who are responsible for monitoring the integrity of the elections are the two corrupt parties. So you'd have like a Republican representative there at the polls and you'll have a Democrat, but there's no like federal election monitoring mechanisms. That doesn't exist. It's on a state by state level. And of course, these are the most corrupt entities in the United States. We know this. So this next election is going to, regardless of whether Trump would rightfully get more votes, which I still believe he probably would, although I wouldn't vote for him after his handling of this Israeli intelligence plandemic. It's a, you know, he's going along with everything. Okay, so the question is, I don't remember what the question was. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but. What was the original thrust of the
Well, it's you got into the politics of whether Trump's working for Israel and whether he's not, and you know his handling of this.
Question.
I mean, the question, you know, what's your take on this whole George Floyd murder? I mean, what do you think? Do you reckon they did that deliberately and filmed that deliberately and put that out there deliberately?
You know, I would be lying to you if I said that I had given that one. I've heard that theory, and I've had a lot of people on my Twitter, approaching me to consider that. And I took a look at some of the footage of the EMTs that showed up with bulletproof vests, which is extraordinary. I've never seen that before. The actual EMTs who arrived to pick up the body, they knew it was a body. They knew there was no life in that that man anymore, because they didn't even do any tests. If you look at the video, so that was very, 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 very sketchy. Also, we know that the guy's knee was on the cop's knee was. Did I say cop? I meant pig. The pig's knee was on the neck of Floyd. Right up till the very moment where the EMTs arrived with bulletproof vests to haul off the corpse. Okay, so yeah, extremely sketchy. Whether or not, and I'll say this, considering that there's evidence, proof, that the cop and Floyd worked in the same nightclub, you've heard of this, right?
Yeah, they worked in the same nightclub for 17 years. He worked inside as a security guard. The cop worked outside, like, I think in the capacity of a cop, just protecting the outside area, but they were there for 17 years. The owner said they often worked at the same time. She's not sure whether they actually knew each other, but they worked there, you know. So they must have known each other. Apparently, the story is that that's why Floyd was passive when the cops came, was because he recognized the cop, you know. But, I mean, who knows what the whole story is.
Stories that he was a gentle giant. I mean, the interview with his girlfriend and with neighbors and with the guy who owned the club was that he was actually a pretty decent guy. And it was and the woman who was his girlfriend gave a very poignant, very touching tribute to him and about that he was quite
the whole thing seems really out of character for the cop, too. I mean, if you look at the cop, I mean, the beauty queen, girlfriend and all this sort of stuff, and it seemed really out of character for him too. I got to wonder whether they did something too intimate.
Wait a second. No. Let me stop you there. The cop already had several killings.
Did he?
No. Oh yeah. No. The cop was. Oh, but he was a well-known problem cop. So.
Okay. Hearing the testimony of the girlfriend who said, "Oh, he was like fuzzy and soft underneath or whatever." But
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, that's a girlfriend. It's like the same thing I'm dealing with on my Twitter.
I think they had to play that card, though. They had to pull this race card in there. Oh, white cop kills black man, and make it all about that. It's not white cop kills black man. It's cop kills man. You know, it doesn't matter what race it is. It's the state killed another person, you know. But so I think they had to play it now just to try to escalate this, because they need. I said a couple of shows ago on some of my reports, I said the real danger is if America lapses into civil unrest, because they've got all the National Guard, they've got everything there ready to go. All they need is a spark to set it off. And that's what this seems to be. So, you know, where do you see it going from here, brother?
That's a good question. I don't really, the way I'm hoping for is that their plans, because none of their plans ever work out as they planned. So they have a specific area where they want to take this thing. And I'm hoping for some sort of differential outcome. I'm hoping that enough young people wake up. I'm hoping that America, that somehow, information like the stuff that we do is able to get around and wake people up. And so I'm always an optimist, but I'll say this, that I've never been so worried about the direction that we're heading than just these very moments. I mean, I just looked at, I see our society is collapsing for sure. It's collapsing. It's collapsing economically. There's no money. And the $1,200 not going to do anything. We just saw video footage of a guy in Salt Lake City pulling a bow and arrow on a crowd. And the crowd rushed him and beat him to a pulp and turned his car over and burnt it. And we're going to see more and more of this. We're going to see, you know, just roving gangs of young people going around just smashing things up. And, you know, I expect fully to get my car smashed up, actually. You know, I'm not an enemy. I didn't do anything here. I'm not part of the problem. I will suffer and lose like everybody else. And I believe it's every man. I hate to say something like this, but it's like I'm dealing with this issue with my family, for example, my sister and her kids. Okay. In many regards, they don't want to hear any of the stuff that we talk about, Max. They don't have the time for it. They don't believe it. Or they, because we are using $30 webcams and we don't have a $40 million studio with makeup artists and fancy hairstyles and spinning 3D logos, somehow we're not imbued with the same level of credibility, quote unquote, that these fucking scumbags who have the spinning 3D graphics and the hairstyle is all that shit. And they've proven it that most Americans, they ascribe credibility, not based on what the content is of the news, but based on the fluff and the window dressing of the content. Yeah. Yep, the production values.
Yeah.
And and when I try to explain to them, I try to say, look, you know, your life is in danger. You're going to be suffering soon. By September, there's going to be mass death because they're going to spray it. And where is this thing going? I'll tell you where it's going. It's going towards a slave state unless we fix it. It's going towards a September, October, November, and December where millions of people, like they predict, will die. Uh-huh. They're going to poison the water supplies either this summer or at the beginning of fall. I'm seeing the Israeli in the Israeli news. I'm seeing, oh, we just thwarted a sabotage of the water system. Yeah, these are preparatory means to get. So, and they're saying, oh yeah, it's Iran, the evil Iranians. And so this is so that when they poison the water supply throughout cities in the United States and in throughout the world, they're going to poison water supplies so that Israel could step in and say, see, it's these evil Iranians, but we can help you because we have water supply technology and you can buy it from us. You know, so we're heading to a prison state where your prison guard is Jewish. Mm? That's where we're heading.
Well, people saw
unless we do something about it.
Well, people should see that it's a prison state because of the social distancing. I mean, you know, with the 1.5 to 2 meters apart, stand in a little spot and move from line to line. This is exactly what they do in prisons, social distancing. And this is here to stay. You look at some of the stuff that's come out. I put out a show a couple of days ago called Future Tech for a COVID World, for a COVID-safe world. And it shows it's insane technology that they've got just to keep us all apart from each other, which must have taken years to develop, that they've rolled out in the last 2 months as a response to COVID-19. You know, so it's all about complete human isolation and separation. No getting together. They don't even want people breeding together. You know, they got these drones delivering everything. I've been wondering how long, here's a concept, you know, I've often wondered whether time's cyclic, you know, it's just an interesting thing when I start getting into history and esoteric shit, getting a bit off track here, but you know, I've often wondered whether, because the Druids used to make their wands out of wood from the holly tree, whether they made it out of wood from the holly tree and whether they made Hollywood because they remember what the Druids did, or whether the Druids made their wands because they remember Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where the time's cycling. And we look at the old cartoons of the, you know, the babies getting delivered by the stork. And now we've got all these hospital drones delivering all this medical stuff. How long will it be before you want a baby, you send your sperm in, you send your eggs in, you meet the girl online, and then you get your sex robot that looks like her come over to your house. You send your sperm and eggs into the hospital, and they get the drone, which is called Stork, and they deliver your baby to you. I mean, hey, it wouldn't surprise me if this is where we're going, you know. It's crazy, man. But all of the stuff that they've rolled out as a response to COVID, you can see how long they've had this in the motion. And when you go to the World Economic Forum website, which goes 32 layers deep, the COVID response plan, and you look at that, one of the intro videos, because they got a little intro video on every page, one of them says this is the culmination of a plan that's been in the making for 50 years. So. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I don't know how people can't see this, you know, order out of chaos, man. They want to create the chaos so they can create the order, and the result will be, you know, a Hunger Games type society. You know, have people in the smart cities, and then there'll be the others who are completely locked out, because soon you're going to need a vaccination ID, a COVID pass to do anything, to get a license, right, to get, you know, going to a supermarket. you're gonna need one of these.
That's exactly what it is. And I'm just praying, hoping and praying there's a black market for fake IDs for that, because you know.
Well, yeah, you know, unless we can. Gonna have but the thing is getting people to see that this is a hoax, but the brainwashed sheeple out there, like you say, even your own family buying into the concept of this virus being real, and it doesn't make sense. Everything's COVID now. It's crazy. You wouldn't want to get sick for anything and go to hospital at the moment. You'd just be a COVID casualty, you know.
No way.
You wouldn't want to go to hospital unless you're absolutely on death's door, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, another thing that is, I think it's important to talk about, and this is what I'd like to sort of, and this is what I've been hammering on to my family members, is the whole hydroxychloroquine hysteria / propaganda / ban / question / controversy, whatever. Okay, so we have the entire edifice of lies, the entire edifice of officiality is saying, oh, no, hydroxychloroquine will kill you, right? Then you have the practicing doctors say, no, this is actually the best, most effective treatment. Okay, the reason why this is an important issue that we can use, that aware and awake people can use to awake the sleepers or the blue pillars, whatever, and this is what I'm trying to tell my family, is that, okay, so like Trump comes out and says, oh, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, all right? And then you have the entire press, the entire Jewish press, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, say, ridiculing him. Ha, 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 look at that. He's doing a dangerous thing. And then you get on Twitter and all the social networks. Aha, look at Trump. He's doing something dangerous. And then you have to, and this is the defining moment where you find out who's full of shit and what people really believe in. Then you tell these people, okay, if you don't have it in your, okay, so you want to believe your Jewish news service? You know, want to trust your Jewish news? Okay, don't have the hydroxychloroquine in your medicine cabinet, and you're going to end up in a fucking cardboard coffin. You know why? Because the wooden coffins are going to be for the rich dumbasses who believe the Jewish press first, and then those wooden, nice wooden coffins are going to be used up. Then you're going to get a fucking plastic coffin or a goddamn cardboard or a plastic bag for your dumbass because you trusted the Jewish, your Jewish information services. And this is why I'm not calling them Zionists. I'm not calling them Israeli because they're not Israeli. They're not Zionists. This is Jewish supremacists, Jewish privilege news services. If it's that, then you forget it. Just forget it. It's illegitimate information. It's not accurate information. You will die. You can't. Your life is in danger if you get your news and you believe your news from a Zionist news source like CNN. You're going to end up in a cardboard box, dumbass.
It's interesting that they banned it, you know, like this is a medicine that's been on the market for years and years and years. It works for all sorts of stuff, works for malaria. Doctors say it's a great thing to have and you can get it anywhere. And then suddenly they ban it, you know, because it's all about the vaccine. They want you to have the vaccine. That, you know, I've been trying to explain to people that the virus isn't real. What this is all about is the response to the virus, that the virus was simply the trigger that they needed to initiate the response, which was always the plan. You know, and it's not even real, you know. And the reason it's only old people that are dying is because old people die. You know, otherwise, they wouldn't have any death numbers. They wouldn't have any figures, you know. So it's all nursing home people. Why are people in nursing homes? It's because they need nursing. You know, they're dying. That's why they're in a nursing home. And when they die, oh, it's COVID, you know. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely crazy. But it's all about the response. The response has always been the whole thing. All they needed was the trigger for it. And that's what this has been, you know.
Yeah, no. My take on it is that there is something that's out there. What it is, we don't exactly know, but there's something, like, because, you know, and I don't believe every story of people getting sick, but I do have some stories of people I do know personally who have been hospitalized. And they're not old and they had all these symptoms and they were people who didn't have a history of like I know of a man and wife who both ended up in the hospital and they were in pretty desperate situation. And So there's something's going on because, you know, there are people dying of something. Who knows what it is, you know, and I'm going to say that, they're going to spray. This is what I've been telling everybody. So, in September, they're going to do aerial spraying of some contagion, mass contagion. And this time they want to kill millions. That's the point. This time, you see, Israeli intelligence wants to bring us, that doesn't want to, they need to. They need, for their survival, to bring us to their knees, take every nickel they can from us, and be our controllers. Otherwise, they're not going to survive. They need to do this. Okay, so in September, if you're not prepared, I'm going to say that there is going to be death on a scale that we haven't previously seen in hundreds of years. So
yeah, a lot
make
of people,
what you will.
A lot of people are referring to September. They're definitely putting it in people's minds. I've said to people as well, expect, you know, the October surprise. Never forget the October surprise. But even here in the States, the state premier here is dropping the name September. They don't want to open the borders until September, which is just completely ridiculous. Keep the borders closed, you know, state borders. Mm. You know, as if there's something's going to trend. It's just one country. I mean, germs don't. If the police are there at the border, the germs don't travel across the border. It's interesting how that works, you know. But but they're all using this word September. It's been dropped everywhere, and I'm fully expecting them to relax the lockdown and then blame us when there's another outbreak in September because we were too lax with our lockdown. All these protesters, all this sort of stuff. You know, I mean, I think it's good. There's been a lot of pushback. I just don't like seeing the violence, and for sure, it's been started by cops. You know, they'd be the ones smashing the windows, setting fire to cars, and turning it violent. Agent provocateurs, it's always the way. The media loves that. And spinning it all about, you know, George Floyd's death when really it's about the lockdown. It's about a lot of people waking up to what's going on. I think it's really important at the moment, you know, if we could get some focus and get some solidarity and not be violent. I mean, like you say, it's fun and it's interesting and it's not surprising to see people throwing rocks at police cars and burning police stations down, but it's not really the way out. You know, there's a lot of people that are waking up being red pilled by all this, and it'd be great if we could give them some sort of a safety net. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be screwed. If it comes down to, you know, open battles between us and the military, well, you know, we haven't got much hope of getting through that. So, you know,
well, my go ahead. Wait.
No, you're right. I see
I'm torn on this issue because like I hear a lot of people, and I've lost a lot of people on my Twitter account because I'm too mean to cops, because I'm on my Twitter account I'm just saying, you know, I hate these fucking pigs, and because I do, I've hated cops all my life. Max, let's face it, I've never had troubles with criminals in my life. I've always had troubles with the pigs, and that's why we need to call them the pigs. That's what we called them back in the day, and we got to call them that again. But the thing about it is that, I hear a lot of voices saying, no, can't we all just get along and, you know, give peace a chance and all that. And we were peaceful.
Yeah, I think it's beyond giving peace a chance. We need solidarity, but we don't need to be going and smashing Walmarts and burning down auto stores. I mean,
no, I don't think we have to draw a distinction between smashing cop cars and smashing the Walmart. I don't think. I believe that the people that are smashing cop cars are doing so from a different nexus of anger and rage than the ones that are. And we have proof that the ones that are smashing the Walmarts are agent provocateurs, that are cops that are doing that. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I was saying. They're the ones setting all these fires and smashing all the buildings and all that sort of stuff. It makes no sense. But yeah, I mean, I can totally understand the rage directed towards the police and the burning down of police stations. And I mean, it's been a long time
it's the
coming.
Same,
the people have taken a lot from the cops over the years, man.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, and this is the same thing I'm talking about when it comes to the Israel, okay, is that unless, you know, unless this is the reason why I'm happy when I see young people smashing up cop cars, because unless we can learn to revile them and understand they're the enemy, just like we need to do with our Israeli overlords. We need, I know it's hard for a lot of people to accept, but actually on an individual level, we have to learn that they are vile, revolting in every way. I know, very difficult to understand, very difficult for a lot of people to hear. I'm sorry. Unless you understand deep in your heart, unless you revile them, you will not do anything about them. And so it's the same with the cops, same with the politicians who take the money from their Israeli controllers. We have to hate, revile, and be repulsed by them, or else we're never going to get rid of them.
Yeah, I can understand the attitude. I find it difficult to hate. I do what I do out of love for the opposite, out of love for me.
So do I. But hate is a part of the human catalog for a reason.
I can understand it. You know, I mean, I'm angry. I don't do hate, but I would absolutely do counter violence. I would absolutely defend myself against any of these people, and I have absolutely no respect for them. They absolutely disgust me. I don't know if I'm actually capable of hate. It takes a lot of energy to hate. I can be disgusted by something and, you know, happy to step on it like a cockroach because it needs to be done. But I can do that without that.
Well, I mean, don't hate Hillary Clinton?
I'm disgusted by her. I'm absolutely disgusted by Hillary Clinton. Hate, she's not worth that amount of effort from my soul. She's not. She's about as important to me as a moldy piece of bread, you know?
That's true. I mean, I guess I have sort of cultivated the fine art of controlled hate.
I can understand, brother. You're from New York. I mean, isn't that what the New York attitude is? This is aggro shit, you know? I mean, I can totally understand where you're coming from. With the frustration you must feel living in the center of this shit and seeing it all around you, like George Carlin said, you know, you're born into a freak show when you're born in the United States, you're given a front row seat. And when you're in New York, you're really right down there, right in the very front row. So I can totally understand your attitude. I mean, I've got a slightly different take, but hey, I totally get where you're coming from, brother. Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
Did you happen to see the footage of, let me tell you something that I love. Okay, the footage of CNN headquarters getting ransacked and smashed.
And they were trying to call that. They were trying to also say this is in response to George Floyd. It wasn't all black people, and it wasn't all that. They weren't. It wasn't. Why would they be attacking the media in response to George Floyd? No, they're attacking the media because you guys are full of shit, and they're sick of the bullshit and the lies and the propaganda you've been selling the world for years. Yeah, but CNN's got to spin it their own way. I don't think there was even one tweet about it on their Twitter site. I don't even think it was even on their news, you know?
Yeah, Chris Cuomo. You know, what happens is, you know, what happens is CNN realized this is the problem with the United States. It's like, since U.S. Israeli intelligence did the attack in Wuhan originally to start this, and then they released contagion all throughout the world. It's like a bully walking up to you, punching you in the face, and then saying, I want you to pay pep reparations for because you hurt my knuckles. You know what I mean? This is basically, maybe that was not a good analogy. I'm making this stuff up as I go. But I think you get the idea. They're shoving it in your face. Like, so CNN, here's the problem with CNN and the mainstream news. If you look at their own rating services, like the Nielsen rating services, which is a fraudulent organization. The reason why Nielsen had to go secret and it's like a big black box. Nobody knows what's going on inside of that. The reason why is because with the advent of the internet, television networks collapsed a lot with a lot fewer viewers than we're being told. So basically, no one watches these fucking scumbags like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow. Very, very few elderly 89-year-old patients in rest homes still watch that. But basically, no one else does, right? So what it is, though, is that they keep transmitting their bullshit as if it's a vital network, as if it's the established media. And then they build all these organizations surrounding it, like Snopes and factcheck.org and all these are organizations to reinforce the lie. Oh yes, you know, Snopes will say, oh no, Don Lemon's the greatest and never lied, you know. and it's completely fiction, and people witness this enough and they say, and they sense that it's an illegitimate, but I describe television as this frame, let's say, with which the ruling power structure drapes its agenda out for all to witness, and you don't have to pay attention to it. It just still, like through osmotic process, goes into your brain. And so people finally say, fuck this. And they smash it up and to let us know. And I was saying, when I saw it smashed up, I said, well, CNN's surely not going to cover this. Well, if you look at CNN, all these guys like Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, they're all branching out into their own online blogs because they know that they have to make an exit strategy because that shit ain't flying anymore, man.
Yeah, and did you see there was the arrest of the CNN reporters? Did you see that? Helpless CNN reporters being arrested by the cops while they were doing a live thing. See, we're being harassed as well. There's no need to come and smash our studios. We're on your side. We're trying to tell you the truth. And look, the police are harassing us the way they are with you. What a load of shit.
And then you watch the comment sections. Then you look in the comment section. Oh, he was such a hero. Oh, Don Lemon's telling it like it is. And oh, Chris Cuomo, he said what needed to be said, you know. And it's all Israeli intelligence bots. It's all bots.
Yeah.
Saying that shit.
It was such a staged event. I mean, desperately trying to give themselves some form of credibility. But yeah, I mean, America's imploding, man. You got curfews in Denver, curfews in Massachusetts, curfew. You got a curfew in New York yet? You probably get one soon.
I think so.
Mask wearing.
You know,
executive orders to wear masks. Like I said to someone the other day on another interview, you know, wearing masks, when you wear a mask, it increases the viral load on your body. It's like you're breathing through a petri dish of bacteria all day. If they're legislating, mandating the wearing of masks, they're mandating the causation of harm. How can you do that? How can you legislate the causation of harm? You must cause harm to yourself in order to participate in our society. This is a complete abuse of office by any politician that's mandating this. And, you know, you or I could go to jail for offering medical advice without being a doctor, and here you've got a politician mandating, legislating medical advice without being a doctor. You know, what's it going to take for people to, you know, push back to all this bullshit? You know, it's Sharia law, brother. Everyone's wearing a burqa now, huh? Even the males.
Sure. And the person who's now in charge of global medicine, Bill Gates, has no degree in medicine, no degree in epidemiology or virology. He doesn't even have a college degree, right? And we now have to obey these mandated procedures that are unhealthy for us. And more facts are coming out. And if people did civil disobedience, the threat is that you get handled by a bunch of infected cops and get put in an infected jail, and then you're going to get sick that way. So, you know, I want people to understand that civil disobedience is the only way out, but they're being shown on television and on the internet that cops will just form massive phalanxes of 200 cops wide and just go through and beat and sweep and lock everybody up. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah. what's the solution? What's the pushback?
The solution is going to be pretty complicated. The first solution is not, you know, I would like to say that we have to vote out every single incumbent. So whoever's in office now has got to go. It's got to be clean house, right? But then people come back to me, and rightly so, they say, dude, elections are not legit. How are you going to push back when they're controlling the election? The people who you've got to get rid of are in charge of the security of the election, right? So, but, you know, there may be some areas where the deep state's control of election, on how to throw the election, how to rig it, maybe it, generally speaking, when they rig an election, they try to keep it somewhere within at least 20 or 30 points. You know, they try not to, if the guy is going to win by 50 to 40%, they try to keep it that he lost by 49 and the other guy won by 51. That's generally how they kind of get. If you have a landslide where everybody's like 99% of the people say, no, we don't want that piece of shit, I think it becomes a little more of an effort for the deep state to swing it around and say, well, 51% voted for that, you know, incumbent piece of shit. So all incumbents need to go. So how do you do that? Because we have a saying in America that we hate Congress except for our own. We love our own congressman, right? Okay. So we have to teach people.
You know what a Congress is, don't you? A Congress is a gathering of baboons.
But anyway. A Congress? Yeah. No, we have to teach people. Is that literally what the word?
Yeah, that's what a Congress means. Yeah, Congress. If you look it up, that's what you call it. You know, have a flock of geese. It's a Congress of baboons. Yeah, I think there's a reason for that, brother.
No, we have to teach people that. No, not only is the other guy a total piece of shit, but yes, your very own Nancy Pelosi and Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and all these. Yes. Your own personal fascist scumbag is also a piece of shit. So get rid of them all. I think we have an opportunity, but this is going to require a person-to-person reaching out of this is going to be people-to-people, because don't wait for YouTube to let any of this slip through.
Oh, look, nothing's getting through YouTube at the moment, man. It's incredible. Comments being deleted left, right, and center. Even comment threads, someone will write a comment. I'll respond to the comment. They'll respond to me. Then I'll go to respond, and the thread's gone. It's disappeared. YouTube's deleted it because they didn't like the conversation we were having. Stuff like that. So
that's right. And you know something, crazy. Max.
Yeah, and I've had so many videos deleted as well in the last couple of weeks. I've had, like, so many videos deleted. A video from 3 or 4 days ago was deleted. Crazy stuff.
Well, Max, here's the thing, too. Just so you know that if a comment goes on and is on there for a few minutes and then comes off or disappears days later or minutes later, that's not a bot that's doing that. That's a human. That's human beings.
Yeah. I know. Because, you know, so some of them, there'll be bots. They'll pick up on a line, you'll post it, and it just disappears straight away. I think that's a bot. But if it's been there for a while and you've had a conversation, oh, no, someone's come and read that, and then they've just deleted it because they don't like the conversation that you're having. It's crazy. The censorship is just through the roof. I got deleted from Facebook completely. I got deleted from iTunes. Well, I'm still on iTunes, but you can't download. You can see all my stuff there, but every time you try to download something, it gives you an error. Everybody gets it. And I got deleted from Spotify. I'm back on Spotify now, but all my subscribers are gone. All the data's gone. So I can start again on Spotify. So it's ridiculous. But, you know, do you see any way through this apart from revolution? I mean, is there any type of political remedy to this? I don't see how there can be, because you're within that system. It's almost like it's trying to pull it all down and just rebuild it from the ground up, you know. But other people,
it's going to be tough.
The United States capable of doing that is the question, because you're so divided now. It's just it's crazy on the ground there at the moment, eh?
Yeah, we're split right down the middle. That's why I'm saying that people, I think that's why I'm hitting my family very hard about these issues, because these are the people, it's my family, and I don't want to see them get sucked into this vortex of this fascist vortex. Some people, I think the way it works is that people who were already extremely alienated, isolated, lonely, that they find some sort of collective comfort in this collective fear, let's say, some sort of comfort in fear, because they didn't have much of a trajectory anyways. And so this is kind of like a pause button for everyone. And it, like, you know, you've heard it referred to as the great equalizer. And for many people that didn't have much going on, I believe that this fetishization in the coronavirus, you know, successful people are not into lockdowns. Only people who don't have much going on, right? Okay. So how many people represent this population of people that don't have much future, don't have much hope? I think rather a lot, you know. So the answer would be to just keep on hammering away, keep on warning people about the media, just have more people make it contrary to the instructions not to make podcasts, or that you showed me the other day, which was incredible. You know, don't make podcasts. Don't make any alternative forms of information, because somebody might get some accurate information finally. You know?
Yeah, I almost wonder whether they made that clip just for me, ABC Australia. They've done a lot of hit pieces on me here in Australia. And when that came out, someone sent it to me and said, "I think this is about you, Max." And it really surprised me. But blew me out that they would make a clip like that. That's complete desperation. It's absolute desperation. And I'll play it. Actually, when I upload this video, I'll put that ABC commercial that appeared on Australian television on the end of this clip so people can check out.
And put the CBC one about the loony what to do about the loony family member. Yeah. Oh, yes, when you have a family member who's telling you stuff that's not like what we're suggesting, here's how you handle it. Don't anger him, but humor him and tell him, "Oh no, your information is wrong." You know, yeah, play that one too.
It's desperation, brother. Complete desperation of the efforts that they're going to. Yeah, man. It's just, I don't know. I hope people come out the other side of this okay, because it is, like you say, it's an equalizer. It's really breaking down the social walls anyway. People are seeing just how little their big front door means now. And, you know, that when it comes down to a street level, we're all in this together, you know. So it is a huge equalizer.
One thing I wanted to also remind people of was, and I don't know if we covered the plague of 1666, did we?
I don't think so, no.
Last time? Well, if you look at, you know, 1666 was the last, well, not the last, but it was the first, let's say.
The Great Plague, yeah?
The Great Plague of London was the first one where the printing press was in full bloom and we had newspapers everywhere, and it was the first plague that was really documented in modern history, because 1665 is relatively modern history, let's face it. I mean, you know, we had newspapers, and if you look and examine the facts of that, by the way, that was quickly followed by the Great Fire of London, the London Fire, okay? And this was basically a real estate deal by the ruling class, which is basically what the same thing that's happening right now. So, but during the 1665 plague, they would have your neighbor, the government would pay your neighbor money to nail your door shut and plop a chair down in front of your house and make sure you didn't leave. And so it was neighbor become prison guard. And that's what we have now, because when I suggested to a friend of mine who has, who's got a big, he's got a boat in New York on a river. And I said, "Look, let's throw a fucking party, you know, fuck this lockdown bullshit. Let's throw a party and let's get everybody out, you know?" And you know what the worry was, and it's really real, is that one of the people who you invite, that's going to be the snitch. That person's going to say, even if it's a friend that you've known for a long time, that person will snitch and sabotage the party. So people they've turned us into like a Stasi society of snitches and untrustworthy people, gullible fools, blue pillars and stuff. All of them smug, all of them arrogantly believing that they're right.
Well, that's what they're doing with the contract tracers. you know, the contact tracing, and everybody wants to be involved. At 15,000 they want to get in California or whatever, 25,000 contact tracers, you know. You put out that video, contact tracer, interesting take on that as well. I love the video you put out the other day, don't cut down the 5G towers. That was that was really well done. The good software.
Put it on your site. You have. Listen, if it'll make your people happy, slap it up there, man.
It was
give
funny.
Give them a good show.
It was funny. Yeah, I'll put it on after the ad on the end of this.
Okay, people like that stuff. It's kind of funny stuff.
Yeah.
It's a weird mix. I like to try to do some funny stuff. I need some help in the next one. I want to do like a video of a lockdown dance party, right? And what I need is a bunch of women to send me videos of them like looking at the camera going, and then like turning to the side as if they were looking at each other, like in their individual boxes, right? But like, and I'm going to be like doing some fucking silly ass dance, and to show how absolute, because I went to a lockdown dance party, dude, an online Zoom party. Oh my God. Talk about a sucky fucking party, man. That shit sucked. I mean, how are you going to, what are you going to do? Drop acid and get laid on a,
you're all on Zoom in your little windows, and you're all having a dance party together. In your own house by yourself. This is crazy stuff. Is that what we've come to? Have we turned into gerbils? Have we turned into gerbils, folks? I think we have. I think the human race is turning into gerbils, you know?
like rats in a Skinner boxes. A lot of your stuff just,
well, you know,
I didn't hear.
You know what they do with gerbils? Like I said, yeah, why have we turned into gerbils? You know what they do with gerbils? Gerbils are little toothless rodents that gay people use to stick up there. So
your audio is breaking up bad.
Okay.
I cannot hear your audio.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to end it there.
It's getting really, it's really weird. Hold on.
Maybe it's just the connection.
Hello?
Where I live, brother.
Hello.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
I hear little bits of it.
It's just the connection, I think.
Well, then go ahead and say what you were going to say, and I'll just.
Yeah, no, I was saying gerbils are like the things that the little toothless rodents that the gay people stick up there, you know? So that's what I'm saying. Have we turned into gerbils, folks? I think. Okay, that was really weird. That was really weird.
Okay. Somebody didn't like your gerbil. I think the gerbils are fighting back.
Yes, someone didn't like the joke. Might have to end it there, brother. I think we're being interfered with.
Okay. All right. So listen, let's try to do this more often. I'll try to do a live. Why don't we do a live show from the streets of New York City next?
Yeah, let's do it. When do you want to do that?
We could do that tomorrow if you want.
All right. Let's do it. Just give me a call when you're out there, and I'll just record it. I can record
Skype. We'll try to get.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Over Skype, yeah. If I can do that, either way, let's do it.
Well, let's try to do. I mean, do we have the capability of doing a live show on the Google thing?
I can't do live streams. We could probably do one on your channel, but I can't do them on my channel because you need a cell phone to identify yourself to do live streams, and I don't have a cell phone.
Right. All right, brother. It's good talking to you, man. Keep safe, and hopefully, we'll survive this thing.
Yeah,
I love you, baby.
I think we will. We'll get through, brother. We'll get through. Interesting times, man. This is what we've been waiting for. It's what we've been calling for so long. People saying, "Oh, it wasn't real." Well, have a look around. You know, trust the plan. Trust the plan. Do you like the plan? Thank you for your participation. You all are in lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, listen, I may have some hate, but I have a lot of love in my heart for you, Max. I really do.
Oh, good, brother. Back at you. Talk soon.
Okay. Peace.
Oh, man.
These are unprecedented times.
We know things are hard right now. You're stuck inside with nothing to do.
You might be going out of your mind.
Just wanting to do something.
Anything.
But now, more than ever.
More than ever.
More than ever.
It's time to think about how your choices affect others.
So please, please,
please
don't start a podcast.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
You might feel like it's a productive use of your time right now.
You've probably already got a USB mic and a spare room ready to go.
And your mate Dave's got some interesting opinions.
But we're here to tell you.
He doesn't.
He really doesn't.
He's a fuckwit.
We don't need your true crime exclusive, which is just you reading Wikipedia articles to your housemate.
We don't need your minute-by-minute breakdown of every episode of Parks and Rec.
What are you going to do? Send everyone in your contact list a MailChimp newsletter?
And force them to mark you as spam instead of unsubscribing?
Because they're scared to hurt your feelings?
We're in the middle of a pandemic!
Look, it's pretty straightforward.
Just don't start a podcast.
Make some pasta from scratch like everyone else and just shut up.
The greatest gift you can give your fellow human beings right now?
Right now?
Right now is to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on.
Do it.
Don't start a podcast.
So what do you do when this happens? A loved one, let's say it's your dad, drops into the family group chat with something he thinks is real. It's something about China manufacturing the coronavirus. There's a link to a site you've never heard of with a message calling it scary stuff. So what do you do with this? Do you ignore it? Do you call him out saying how ridiculous you think this is?
If you do that to your dad, you've actually shamed him.
My name is Claire Wardle and I'm the US director of First Draft. And we are a nonprofit that we help people navigate the challenges of misinformation online.
What happens is that your dad doubles down on his view. And he dismisses what you're saying. Use language that's empathetic and to say we're all in this together, and rather than you're wrong, I'm right, here are the facts, because that does not work.
So hold back on all that reactive talk. Maybe try something like this. Yeah, these are scary times. We're all a bit afraid, but let's be careful. What you're sharing is inaccurate and it feeds into that fear we all feel.
Everybody's like anxiety is so heightened right now. People are sharing this stuff not for any malicious reasons, but because they're scared too.
Sending more context could also be a good move, but don't drown them in evidence. Maybe send an article from a legitimate source quoting credible scientists on why the virus wasn't manufactured. Conspiracies can be just as infectious, just as dangerous as a virus, so you have to guard against them.
It's very easy to just mute your crazy high school friend on Facebook or to leave a WhatsApp group where people are sharing false information. But right now, I actually think there's kind of a responsibility on all of us to help people understand that sharing that kind of information is increasing the level of pollution.
Thinking about cutting down a 5G tower with an inexpensive cordless grinder?
Available at hardware stores nearest you.
Think again. It's against the law.
But it could be really fun.
Sure, you'll be the envy of all your friends.
Definitely.
But it's wrong.
Depending on who you ask.
Sure, that girl who you've always dreamed about but could never get.
Susan?
Would fuck your brains out if she found out that you cut down a 5G tower.
That sounds fucking awesome.
But don't do it.
Huh?
Because it's against the law.
Yeah, like everything else.
It's wrong. Remember, do as you're told. Obey all laws. Stay in the house, don't have any fun. And never mind all those girls who would have fucked you if you had the balls to actually cut those fucking towers down with a cordless grinder.
Available for only $39.95 at stores nearest you.
Those girls will have to just fuck other guys who had the balls to do something about this fucked up world and will get all the glory. And you will get the satisfaction that you listened to the mainstream media and did the right thing. Nothing. That's right. You will have the satisfaction that you sat there all by yourself, alone, inside, while other guys are out there having all the fun and fucking all those hot girls that would have fucked you if you had any balls. But no, you're a model citizen. Congratulations.
The Bauer Cordless Grinder, available at all Harbor Freight stores for only $39.95. The Porter Cable Cordless Grinder, available on Amazon.com for only $52. Sagami Condoms, the world's thinnest condoms, the next best thing to barebacking it, and Astroglide for those tight spots to slip and slide the night away. The truth is available at theoriginalvoxnews.com, not to be confused with those neocon Zionist scumbags pretending to be woke liberals at vox.com.